Hello and welcome to the 7th episode of the RPA Rookies podcast. This episode is part 2 of our previous episode. That was 5 mistakes every RPA developer should avoid. So, let's get started. The first mistake that an RPA developer should avoid is not knowing the best practices. As a developer, you will always be judged by the best practices that you follow during development. A solution architect or a team lead during code review will always notice if you have added enough annotations, comments, naming convention is properly followed or not. So whatever tool you are working on, knowing the best practices for the automation is very important. The second one is sticking to one solution. This is a personal advice as well. So as a developer, I always try to find at least two solutions for the same problem that I'm trying to solve. This not only helps me understand what should I do right now, but also helps me to understand what should be not be done the next time. Because I believe knowing what not to do is as important as knowing what to do. Now, coming to our third mistake that a developer should avoid is lacking utilization of community forum. Solution to majority of the problem a developer faces could be solved by searching in the community forums of the tool that you are working on. Developers should start utilizing the community forums more, I believe, and be less dependent on other teammates unless it is a very necessity and you do not find solutions anywhere. Now, coming to the fourth one, is upskilling yourself a very, very important mistake to avoid. Every developer should upgrade themselves with the latest updates and the upcoming features of the tool of expertise. Try to explore the new features, try hands on that, post something about it and have knowledge about it. Now the last one is my favorite that I almost do like daily is building my network. Every RPA developer should focus on this. Many RPA developers believe that building network, communicating with people is only the work that employees from sales and management marketing team do. But in today's time, that surely is not true. It is very important for every professional to connect with different people, be active in community. I would like to quote something over here. Like small drops fill the mighty ocean. In the same way, people are like small drops in the community that will fill your ocean of knowledge. Hope you found this episode helpful and do share it with your teammates and colleagues so they can also avoid these mistakes as you have learned from this particular episode.